This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has activated a unit from the National Guard to aid with election cybersecurity. Up to 9 members of the Colorado National Guard's Cyber Operations Unit will coordinate with Secretary of State Jenna Griswold to protect private voter information. The unit will participate in training activities and search for potential security flaws. They'll remain active until the election ends on November 4th. The Denver Nuggets start their basketball season tonight in Phoenix. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Once again, the team has high hopes to go far in the playoffs, just like in recent years. But this season, they'll start without star guard Jamal Murray, who remains sidelined with a torn ACL. The Nuggets had a busy offseason, re-signing forward Michael Porter Jr. to a contract that could be worth more than $200 million over 5 years. They also drafted rookie guard Bones Highland, who was impressed in preseason play. And Denver's core still includes Nikola Jokic, who was named the NBA's MVP last season. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose has introduced new legislation to boost pay and benefits for federal firefighters. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The legislation is designed to stop the rise of federally trained firefighters leaving the workforce for more lucrative jobs at state and local departments. The bill improves health and mental health care for workers and includes other reforms. Goose, a Colorado Democrat, is sponsoring the bipartisan bill. Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming is a co-sponsor. Firefighters have told CPR News that low pay and poor conditions are leading to worker shortages, as wildfires on public land are getting bigger and more intense due in part to climate change. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 38 degrees in Denver. The high today will be 64 and sunny.